Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Kat.
And we are talking about Jimmy and Timmy, those ungrateful boys.
Oh, bad boys.
Mm-hmm. Who got a birthday gift and said, meh, it's okay.
Yeah, we have it already. Mm-hmm. We didn't get any special things.
Right. So their Uncle Tom got them some race cars for their birthday, which is right before Christmas. And the boys, they say, oh, we already have these race cars. There's nothing special about these.
Right.
And now their parents hear them saying this.
Yeah, and they are not so happy with the way that they're acting or the things that they're saying. So they think that Jimmy and Timmy need to learn a lesson about being thankful and,
you know,
appreciating things that people give you.
Right. Learning to have gratitude. This is an important life lesson to learn. So, will they learn this lesson? How will they do it? We're about to find out.
Yep.
Jimmy and Timmy's lesson in gratitude. Jimmy and Timmy are in their room. Their new cars are at the side. They look sad. Grandpa Wong appears in the door.
Did you boys know I was poor when I was young?
Really, Grandpa?
Oh, yes. We never had birthday presents. Every year, our neighbors brought us some small gifts at Christmas, though.
That was kind of them.
We were so thankful for those gifts.
I have an idea.
The boys are talking to Mr. and Mrs. Wong.
We don't want any Christmas gifts this year.
In place of our gifts, we want to help our classmate Eddie. We're his secret Santa.
What do you have in mind?
Later, the Wongs are selling Jimmy and Timmy's gifts for some money.
Are you sure about this?
Yes!
The Wongs are in an eyeglasses store. They're buying colorblind corrective glasses.
Eddie can't see colors like we do. He can't tell the colors red and green apart.
He's going to love these glasses.
With these, he'll be able to see true colors, just like us.
Mr. and Mrs. Wong smile proudly at each other. Present. Present. Let's get Mom a present for Mother's Day. Let's get Mom a present for Mother's Day. Sure. Sure. I'm sure about the answer to this math question. I'm sure about the answer to this math question. Glasses. Glasses. Tony needs glasses to help him see clearly. Tony needs glasses to help him see clearly. Be able to. Be able to. Cleo is only 4 years old, but she is able to read. Cleo is only 4 years old, but she is able to read.
All right, let's set the scene here. We've got Jimmy and Timmy. They were feeling sad at the end of the last day. So now we see Jimmy and Timmy. They're in their room. Their new cars are kind of just pushed off to the side of the room. They're just
they're not playing with them.
They still look kind of sad, and they're just kind of sitting there. And Grandpa appears in the door. So
hey, Grandpa.
Grandpa's probably got something interesting to say.
Yeah, he probably talked to Mr. and Mrs. Wong, probably. Mm-hmm. So what he says is, did you boys know I was poor when I was young? Grandpa was poor.
So that means he didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So Grandpa, remember, he's their grandpa. He lives with them. And Maybe they don't know about this yet. Maybe he doesn't talk about this because, you know, they do have some money now, and he doesn't really like to talk about when he was poor. And so right. Jimmy and Timmy, they don't know that. And Jimmy says, "Really, Grandpa?"
Wow, I didn't know you didn't yeah. have money when you were young.
Okay.
So Grandpa sits down on the bed mm-hmm. and he decides he's starting to tell Jimmy and Timmy a story, probably a story from when he was young.
Right.
And he says, "Oh, yes, we never had birthday presents." Wow, can you imagine?
Wow. I mean, you know, it's still a thing that happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes if you're poor, you don't have the money to buy presents.
Yeah.
You could make something maybe, but it's not like everybody can just go to the store and buy lots of things. Yeah. Right?
So, So here we're learning about the word present. That's our first word power word today. So present is a noun and it's spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-T. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. So let's learn about present. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're learning about the word present. Present is just another word for gift. We already know the word for gift. You can get or give presents on special days like your birthday, Christmas, weddings when somebody gets married, and on Teacher's Day. You can give presents to your teacher. But Jimmy and Timmy's grandpa says he didn't even get presents on his birthday when he was young. All right, so let's look at an example of present. Let's get Mom a present for Mother's Day. Let's get Mom a present for Mother's Day.
Okay, so Grandpa really poor when he was young, and now he's telling Jimmy and Timmy about it, and he said, "We didn't get birthday presents," but he also says, "Every year, our neighbors brought us some small gifts at Christmas, though."
Aww.
Okay, so maybe the family didn't give themselves Christmas presents either, right? Mm-hmm. But their neighbor brought them some presents. Maybe just some little things, some food to eat, some little toys to play with.
Right, and that's really nice. Yeah. And Jimmy and Timmy think so too. Timmy says that was kind of them.
Yeah.
That was really a nice thing to do.
Yeah. And, you know, Grandpa is continuing to tell his story. Timmy thinks that's really kind, and Grandpa says, "We were so thankful for those gifts."
Yeah.
And then you can kind of see in the article there, it kind of just like goes off, you know. Maybe someone's going to interrupt him, but first we'll find out what happens after that. But first let's talk about the word thankful. It's an adjective and it's related to the noun gratitude. So when you feel thankful, you feel glad about something because it is good for you in some way. Now, you can feel this way when you want to say thank you to somebody for doing something.
So if you feel thankful for a gift, it means you're showing gratitude for a present.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So Jimmy suddenly thinks of something. Oh, I have an idea.
He did interrupt Miss Grandpa Wong.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got this idea. And we're going to switch pictures here.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to where the boys are later. They're not in the room anymore.
Right.
They're talking to their mom and dad. So let's find out what they're saying. This is a little bit later. Now, Jimmy says, "We don't want any Christmas gifts this year."
What?
I know.
That's a big change.
What idea have they got now?
I don't know. Well, let's find out. Mm-hmm. So Timmy is explaining their idea.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "In place of our gifts, we want to help our classmate, Eddie."
Oh, okay. That sounds nice.
Yeah. Okay. So here they use the phrase "in place of." Mm-hmm. If you do something in place of another thing, you decide you're not going to do the first thing and you want to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of getting Christmas gifts, they want to help their classmate, Eddie. Yeah,
so let's find out what they're going to do and why they're going to do it. First, we're going to find out why. So he says, "We're his secret Santa."
Ooh.
Okay, now you
guys, exciting.
You guys might know what a secret Santa is, but let's explain it really quick here. So a secret Santa is a person who gives another person a gift, but the person getting the gift doesn't know who it's from.
Huh.
Now, this is also how you describe an activity. So Secret Santa can be the name of an activity, too. And it often happens in a big group, such as friends or classmates or coworkers. As long as you've got somebody around you, you can do a Secret Santa. You have to have more than two people, though.
Yes.
Or even more than that. Now, each person in the activity chooses one person to give a gift to, but you can't tell them who their Santa is. That's why it's secret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, if Eddie's their secret Santa, Mrs. Wong is asking, what do you have in mind?
Yeah.
And what she means is, by the phrase, have something or somebody in mind, if you ask them that, you want to know, what are you thinking? What's your idea? What is in your mind? What do you have in mind? So here, Mrs. Wong wants to know about their idea for the Secret Santa.
Right, and what they want to do. Okay, so let's set the scene again. Again, we're going much later in time. So later, the Wongs are selling Jimmy and Timmy's gifts for some money.
Wow.
Okay, so they're not even just not getting gifts, they're selling the gifts for some money. They want to use this money to do something. So, you know, they're kind of got the gifts in their hands, and Mr. Wong says, are you sure about this? He's just checking with the boys.
Yes.
Like, is this what you want to do? Which is why he used the word sure. Now, sure is an adjective. It's spelled S-U-R-E, sure. Let's find out what it means. All right, we're talking about the adjective sure. Now, you can say this in different ways. Some people say sure, some people say sure. It doesn't matter, as long as you know what you're talking about. All right, the adjective sure describes the feeling a person has when they strongly believe that something they know is true or correct. So Mrs. Wong is asking the boys if they really want to sell their Christmas gifts. She wants to know if they are 100% ready to do this. Here is an example sentence. I'm sure about the answer to this math question. I'm sure about the answer to this math question. That means you know the answer. All right, so are you sure you want to do this with your gifts?
Jimmy and Timmy say yes.
They say it at the same time.
Of course.
They're excited.
Yeah.
All right, so they've got their money now. We're going to move forward in time again. We're jumping around a lot.
Yeah, we keep going.
Let's find out where they are. They're in an eyeglasses store. So they are buying something special. Not just normal glasses, not sunglasses, but colorblind corrective glasses.
Wow, that's a big word.
Now, we'll find out what colorblind means in a minute, but corrective, something that's corrective, means that it fixes something. So these glasses are going to fix something. And Jimmy says, Eddie can't see colors like we do.
Wow.
Okay, so let's find out what this word colorblind means. Jimmy said that Eddie can't see colors the same way as other people. Now, that's because Eddie is colorblind. Someone who is colorblind can't see some colors. Now, there are different ways that this can happen.
Yeah.
But in the article, we're only talking about one of the ways. So let's find out which colors Eddie can't see.
All right. So just like a lot of people, it says Eddie, he can't tell the colors red and green apart. So red and green both look kind of brownish or grayish to him.
Right.
Yeah.
They look like the same color.
Yeah. So if you can tell something apart or tell two people apart, you can, you know, or you can see that they are different.
Right.
So if you can see the colors red and green differently, you can tell them apart. Eddie cannot. So that means that red and green look the same to him. The gift that Jimmy and Timmy want to get for him can help him to see the difference or to tell them apart.
Right. So this one's red, this one's green. Now I know.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember, they're corrective glasses. They will fix his color blindness problem. And Timmy says he's going to love these glasses.
Wow.
Okay, now we've got a plural noun in there that we need to talk about. That's the word glasses. It's spelled G-L-A-S-S-E-S, glasses. Let's find out what they are. We are talking about the plural noun glasses. Now, glasses are things that you wear over your eyes to help you see better. They have special pieces of glass in them. Now, that's why they're called glasses, that can help you see. Now, as you can see, I've got my glasses on. Here's another example sentence. Tony needs glasses to help him see clearly. Tony needs glasses to help him see clearly. Okay, so he's got these glasses on. I don't know if you wear glasses. I know I wear glasses.
I don't have to.
Okay, lucky. Oh. All right, so what are they going to do, and why do they want to buy him these glasses?
Well, Jimmy says that with these glasses, he'll be able to see true colors, just like us. Where have we heard those words before?
I think we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah. All right. First, let's talk about the words be able to. This is a phrase spelled, you know, with a B verb, B-E, and then able, A-B-L-E, to, T-O, be able to.
Right.
Let's learn about what that means.
Okay.
All right, so we're talking about be able to, and let's look at one of those words in the middle there. Able has the same meaning as can. I can see these colors. But we can't always put can in a sentence, like if you're using a future tense sentence, or you would be able to, or you would be saying, I will can do it, and that's definitely not right. So instead of saying that, we say, I will be able to do it. I am able is the same as I can. So in the future, with his new glasses, Eddie will be able to see true colors like his friends. Here's another example. Cleo is only 4 years old, but she is able to read. Cleo is only 4 years old, but she is able to read.
Smart girl, that Cleo.
Yeah, right. 4 years old.
And she can read. Good for her.
Good job.
So, we've got these colorblind corrective glasses. Eddie will be able to see true colors just like the boys. Now, we're back to this true colors phrase again. But this time, Jimmy and Timmy are saying that the glasses will help Eddie see the colors red and green. But the glasses are also showing Mr. and Mrs. Wong that Jimmy and Timmy really are good people, that they do have good, true colors or characters. Now, there's a special word for what we've done here with true colors, and that's called a pun. And it's spelled P-U-N. Go look it up and start making puns. You'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, puns are the best.
All right. Well, now that you know Jimmy and Timmy really are good people and they've helped out their classmate, Mr. and Mrs. Wong, they're kind of looking at each other and they smile proudly at each other.
We're still good parents.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're finished with today's article. We knew Jimmy and Timmy would learn that lesson in the end, and I'm so glad they did. But we're about to run out of time, so let's go to our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽!
Okay, welcome back to Review Time. We're going to play a story game today. We've got lots of words in the article today. Can you use all of the word power words in a story going back and forth?
I wonder,
So I'll start.
Okay.
I got you a present.
Oh, that's so nice of you. I'm sure it's really great.
I don't know if you'll be able to see it, though.
What did you have in mind when you got it for me?
New glasses.
Really? I'm so thankful for that.
I'm glad you're showing a lot of gratitude.
Okay. That's long enough.
I think that's our story. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys can look at these words, too. There's 2 days' worth of words. You've got 8 word power words. Put them all together into a fun story like ours, okay? We're going to say goodbye. Merry Christmas.
Have a good
holiday, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
In place of... Should we give Paula some flowers for her birthday? In place of flowers, let's take her to dinner. Good idea. Have somebody or something in mind.
Let's go out tonight.
What do you have in mind?
I want to see a movie. Would you like to join me?
Hi, 我是 Emily。 大家还记得昨天我说的那个 show her true colors 的朋友 Jane 吧？那经过一番思考之后呢， I've got something in mind， 我想到点子啦。当我们用 have something in mind 这个片语的时候呢，就是在说想到什么东西的意思。 So I have something in mind for this problem。哎，有没有注意到我在 have something in mind 后面加上了介系词 for 呢？那这个就是这个片语的常用搭配词， for 后面再加上一个名词，用来指称呢针对某件事情有了想法计划。所以我说 I think I have something in mind for this problem， 就是在说呢针对这个问题我有了个想法。 I have Jane in mind for a job， I have Jane in mind for a job。不是说我那个朋友 Jane 一直当他一直帮倒忙吗？但是呢，有个工作呢，我就想到他了。哦，这次呢，我把 have something in mind something 换成 somebody 了。所以呢，想到什么东西，并不限于想到一个东西，其实也是可以想到人。Jane 呢，他在我们准备分组报告的期间帮倒忙。那后来呢，我才发现那是因为他不太会统整资料，做起事情来呢会有点拉东拉西的感觉。但是呢，他却是一个台风非常稳健的人。 So what job do I have in mind for her? What job do I have in mind for her? 我心中适合他的工作是什么呢？没错，就是上台报告。而我呢，原本是那个上台报告的人，我就可以跟他换工作。那我就可以这么跟他说啦， In place of me, you can be the one who presents the report. In place of me, you can be the one who presents the report. In place of somebody or something 有替代取代某个人某个物的意思。所以呢，刚刚那句 In place of me, you can be the one who presents the report就是在说你可以代替我上台报告的意思啦。那我们除了说 in place of somebody or something， 也可以说 in somebody or something's place。也因此呢，刚刚那一句话换一句话说呢，就是 you can present the report in my place。You can present the report in my place。太好啦，一切的问题都迎刃而解了。既然交换工作了，那我也要赶快去准备报告内容啦。拜喽。
Me the Wonks.
Jimmy and Timmy's lesson in gratitude.
Jimmy and Timmy are in their room. Their new cars are at the side. They look sad.Grandpa Wong appears in the door.
Did you boys know I was poor when I was young?
Really, Grandpa?
Oh, yes. We never had birthday presents. Every year, our neighbors brought us some small gifts at Christmas, though.
That was kind of them.
We were so thankful for those gifts.
I have an idea.
The boys are talking to Mr. and Mrs. Wong.
We don't want any Christmas gifts this year.
In place of our gifts, we want to help our classmate Eddie. We're his secret Santa.
What do you have in mind?
Later, the Wongs are selling Jimmy and Timmy's gifts for some money.
Are you sure about this?
Yes!
The Wongs are in an eyeglasses store. They're buying colorblind corrective glasses.
Eddie can't see colors like we do. He can't tell the colors red and green apart.
He's going to love these glasses.
With these, he'll be able to see true colors, just like us.
Mr. and Mrs. Wong smile proudly at each other.Present. Present. Let's get Mom a present for Mother's Day. Let's get Mom a present for Mother's Day. Sure. Sure. I'm sure about the answer to this math question. I'm sure about the answer to this math question. Glasses. Glasses. Tony needs glasses to help him see clearly. Tony needs glasses to help him see clearly. Be able to. Be able to. Cleo is only 4 years old, but she is able to read. Cleo is only 4 years old, but she is able to read.